Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You looking real different right now.
Do I look different?
Uh-huh. What you on?
Ain't nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little chilly.
It's a little chilly. I feel it. I feel the ice. I feel the breeze.
It's breezy like, in here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet. I am your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
And I'm not even going front for the people. Half a million on you.
Pretty much me too.
I thought I was gonna hold out, but I can't.
Yeah, it's tough. I got a little less than half a milli on me, but this right here, oof, quarter milli.
We sold Thick Threads.
We
sold Thick Threads to Elon Musk. He's buying everything up.
Oh, that's good.
I'm just gonna be doing this the whole time. We got a special episode for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be speaking to the owner of all of this.
Sitting right outside the door.
Very, very soon. We ain't doing that well.
He's within arm's distance. So if a nigga try to run, it's not going too far.
Our man Yossi pulled up. Mm-hmm. And he said he was going to ice us out. I don't think we had any idea.
I didn't know he was going to bring me this tennis necklace with 37 carats, I believe.
He's
37 carats.
I don't even want to mess up. I just know that all the rapper terms. I'm Cuban linked up.
I
got VVs.
And what else?
Dirty Sprite.
Dirty Sprite.
Those are all the, some.
Okay. You lean it to the side a little bit.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I feel like I was always that type of person that's just like, I don't want to do jewelry. You know, I don't, mm-hmm. I've had a chain on before. It didn't feel different. Mm-hmm. Listen, anyone who said that, they didn't have on enough. They didn't have on. I feel like the Hulk.
It's been enough. Oh, I'm acting real different today.
God
damn it, Pat. You look like it.
I'm acting different today.
I'm going to say, jewelry looks good on you.
Thank you.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
I actually like the look. I've been into jewelry, but I just haven't spent the money on the pieces that I really want. And now that this is sitting on me right now, I'm mm-hmm. feeling real like,
you know,
rich, bitch.
You've always looked expensive.
Really?
But I feel like now you look like a crime boss.
Why? Because I got that.
It's the glove. It's the ice. You look like just like you didn't put a hit out on a couple niggas. Like you just got power.
Hey, don't say too much now.
Like I could see a docuseries coming out that's just like, she was the biggest meth distributor in Detroit.
Oh.
And then you see somebody, you know, you got like a wine glass and a cigarette. Mm-hmm.
Not a cigarette.
But it's Henny and a
maybe
blunt.
A blunt. But not Henny. Oh, give me something a little more classy than Henny.
Ooh, jeez. Let me just give a quick update.
Is this what you're gonna be doing all episode?
Probably so.
I mean,
this is.
I'm gonna be talking like this.
This is insane.
Cause I did get my nails done recently. So when we get our nails done, you know, we be like real like handsy. So when I got a quarter of a million on my finger and my nails
handsy.
Are done,
you might as well learn sign language.
It's going down.
You should just like, talk with your hands.
I am. I'm right here with it because you need to see all this.
Hey, I think that. I think stuff like this resets your brain. I recently saw an interview with Steve Harvey, and he said everybody should just travel first class once. Absolutely. Save up to do it. And it what it does to your brain is it kind of puts you in a set that's like, I got to grind to get it like this, because it's really hard to go back. And let me tell you something. When I give all this back to your man Yossi,
how you gonna be feeling?
It's gonna be like the Hulk coming down. I'm gonna be like, oh man, where am I?
You gonna lose a little weight? You feel like you just came from the gym?
No, I mean like all this rapper swag. I'm gonna go back to normal, but I don't know. It's Christmas time. I might have to hit him up for a little piece.
You doing cardio right now? Holding that?
I'm sweating. It's arm day.
Ooh, okay.
So we got some cool stuff. Just you know, in lieu of our jewelry, of our ice, you lost the phone in the titties. The phone has been lost. It was almost never seen again.
I don't think they saw it.
It was almost never seen again. The diamonds is dancing. That's crazy.
They are. This necklace right here. It has me feeling different.
It's like a waterfall crashing down onto two big ass rocks.
Two big ass rocks, really? Two cliffs, cliffs that conjoin. You're dumb, bro.
So I got some cool stories about some really unique jewel heists. Just okay. Since we iced out, okay. I wanted to have jewelry related in some way. So and some of these people got away with some crazy stuff.
Okay. Mine is an intense story about a coworker who got his lunch stolen and the investigation that ensued after.
Well, the crazy thing about that is I have worked in a corporate setting, and I have had my lunch stolen before.
You've had your lunch stolen
it's
before?
It's infuriating.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
It is tough, especially when you got the name and all of that on it.
Uh-huh. It's tough too. If you put your name on it, your op is really going to take it. Like, you better not have no ops, because if you do and you put your name on a fire-ass lunch, shit, that shit's getting ganked.
We had like an office system where you had this was all deaf too. You had a website, and it gave you the menu, and you just picked your name, and then it came out in these little shelves, and you guys went and got your name. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Little system. But when you show up and your shit gone, it was like, whom?
Yeah.
Whom? Oh, and we
I'm
got cussed
putting
out.
Cases on all you bitches.
Oh man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. So I like that story. Why don't you go first?
Okay. So I'm just going to tell the story like this. Wow. Please say something.
I just want everybody to understand.
Don't put that microphone too close to your mouth.
All right, go for
that
it.
Was enough for you? Pause. Okay. Co-worker got his lunch stolen, and they've agreed to let him watch the security camera tape. This is the most excited I've ever been at any job ever.
Damn. Wow. Right. That's crazy. So he's watching people in the act?
Right. So his lunch got stolen, and he asked, can he see the security footage to see who did it?
Oh, I would go back months and just see a montage of people sneaking in, or if there's like a cereal stealer.
Right. Okay. The lunch in question was shrimp fried rice, which means this escalates from a misdemeanor to a felony, no doubt. Shrimp fried rice? You taking my shrimp fried rice?
To be fair, there's a cap on how good of lunch you should be bringing to,
yeah.
To like, I think lunch like that, that's like bringing a damn crab boil. Like,
right.
Save it for your house. Like, when
right.
It's that good, just sandwich or just something that'll get you through
the work
day. You know
what? Maybe he was in a funk and really just wanted some good food at work. Sometimes work days
great.
Be real hard.
No, you should be able to do that. But
I've emotionally ate before, so.
What was the meal?
I don't remember what the meal was, but whatever it was, because it's happened more than once. It's happened several. This is why. Probably thick. It's not just genetics.
Okay.
It's diet.
I emotionally eat tacos and burritos.
Okay, okay. Mexican that food. Has definitely been part of the menu.
Mexican food hugs you when you eat it.
In all the places that probably you don't want it to.
But
no, I'm cool if it hugs my butt. But I don't want to hug in my arms and my waist and my belly.
I get what you mean. You're talking about fat.
My clavicle, I lost 25 pounds, so my clavicle's starting to show a little bit, you know.
You've been melting it off.
I'm on it. I'm
good
on
stuff.
It. But yeah, so you know, sometimes, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, tough on you. So if you get a break in the middle, eat some fire ass food, It just kind of resets your day, puts you back in a good mood. You know it's there waiting for you. You're anticipating that lunch break and to go and it's not there makes an already bad work day infuriating.
But to his point, if you got to see the footage, that would make my day better.
Oh man, I just want to be a bystander. I just want to see, like, I want to be this guy telling the story.
Oh wait, this wasn't his lunch that was
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
This is a witness to the entire story, giving us play-by-play.
That's even better, because you weren't hurt by the lunch, but you get to see the dude sneaking in.
Yes.
Because their face while they steal is really important.
He's giving us the breakdown. Okay. Case facts. Lunch was in the fridge for less than an hour before it vanished. No shrimp smell remnants in the microwave or kitchen area. This was a professional hit, no doubt. Holy shit, he's back. He watched the tape and he knows who did it. So, the man whose lunch was stolen sits across from me. The person who stole his lunch sits right next to me. She left for the day before the investigation even started.
Like, she took the food and ran? How greedy was this woman? She took the food and ran like a raccoon?
Right.
She retreated home?
Right. Her motives remain completely unknown. In lieu of what he saw on the tape, he has decided not to press the matter anymore. I can't say I blame him. We don't know what this woman is fully capable of. Points to clarify. He bought the shrimp fried rice around 11:30 a.m. carry out and put it in the fridge to chill until he takes his lunch at noon. So she had exactly a 30-minute window of time to do what she did. There was no intention of microwaving the food. Update. Okay, so when dude watched the video with HR, they asked, what do you want to do about it? He told them he was solely interested in who did it and that he didn't want to be responsible for someone getting fired. He's bigger than me.
Shoot.
He's bigger and better than me.
That's wild.
After the charges were dropped, HR sent a company-wide email about not stealing people's lunches. She is scheduled to arrive at work in 20 minutes. My blood is on cocaine.
I love how he's telling this story.
That's when I read it. I said, nah, I got to share this with Thick Threads. She has walked into the room and the room is dead silent. Dead fucking silent. Yet there is a palpable, explosive energy pulsing through everyone but her.
Everyone else knows in the office? Oh, wow.
From the moment she walked in, I've just been staring at her, watched her open her email, and now she clicked on the goddamn HR email. Holy fuck strap. Strap in. Here we go.
Holy fuck strap or fuck,
holy
strap,
fuck
in.
Strap in?
Oh, I've never heard that. I was like, holy fuck strap. Is that a strap
My
on?
Bad. I got excited too.
That would be an interesting name for a
holy
strap
fuck
on.
Strap.
No, a fuck strap.
Oh, not a holy one?
Holy fuck strap, holy. Batman.
Hey, baby, go get the holy fuck strap.
Holy fuck strap, man. That's
baby,
hilarious.
What you trying to do tonight? You got the holy fuck strap on you? That was good, huh?
That was a weird scenario. Was that nice. A pegging scenario?
I don't know. No, if I say if you got it on you, like you can use it on me.
The fuck strap?
Yeah.
Is this a lesbian couple?
No.
What's the fuck strap to you?
I don't know what. It's not anything. We just made it up right now. But right. Like maybe he uses hand.
That's the fuck strap.
Maybe the strap is around the wrist so you can hold it and it's like.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Holy fuck. Strap in. Here we go. I can't move. I simply cannot move. Anything could happen right now. After seeing the HR email, she says out loud, whoa, someone stole a lunch? Who would do something like
that? No way.
I may have to run out of this room.
This seems so real. That's
right. After she said that, the shrimp guy responds, well, yeah, it's not okay to throw someone's food away. We were all about to start screaming. This shit's about to get crazier. After he says that, she goes, oh, it was your lunch? Beat. She continues, well, why would you go to HR about that? She has simultaneously denied her involvement and called the guy who saved her job a snitch.
Wow.
The audacity.
I would switch it up and be like, yeah, I need her fired.
Yeah, right? And be like, you know what? I take it back. Get her out of here. Because she has zero remorse.
Oh, genuinely a bad person.
Right. Dude just sighed and went back to work after she said what she said. She looks frighteningly calm. I'll keep updating if anything else occurs, but all I can say is that everyone in the office, from the janitor to the founder, knows what she did. She now carries an invisible scarlet letter.
Wow, that's so embarrassing. The lunch stealer.
Right.
The lunch net caper.
Right. She cannot be trusted. You can't give her no important task because you never know what she might do. This is real. This is happening. We know who did it, but we don't know why. It's a post-production company, so we're in fact open today. She's been sitting 3 feet from me this whole time. Unbeknownst to the guy and the woman, I just ordered 3 shrimp fried rice plates for lunch and will be hand-delivering them.
Wait, I'm confused. This is a separate time?
No, this is still the same. So the guy who's telling the story has now ordered shrimp fried rice. And... for lunch and is hand delivering them. So he's just being messy.
To see if she'll do it again?
She took the fried rice from me with a big smile on her face. She's eating it and loving it. This is utter ruthlessness.
Oh, she gave it to her? That's so random.
I love shrimp fried rice, said the thief.
Said the thief.
Yes. He said... I wish I could close this up with a neat little bow, but it appears that we may never know why she did it. Maybe she doesn't know why she did it. Either way, I'm now forced to work 40 hours a week next to a cold-blooded individual. The end.
That's a great story. I am disappointed in the lack of pettiness from the original shrimp.
Oh.
He got the pass to be... Like, he basically got a pass to have fun at work from forever.
Mm-hmm.
To see the footage, I would be baiting her to steal more stuff, bringing extra lunches. And then the main thing that I don't like is that she never got called out. So she's just going to keep doing that. She's just going to strike again.
Nah, see, I'm stealing her lunch. I'm on it.
That'd be tight.
Like, if I saved your job and then you call me a snitch, oh, it's war. And you better bring something good. As good as the shit that you stole from me, your food better be good or I'm taking it every day until it's good.
I would tell her, like, oh, the whole office knows. While I deliver the shrimp fried rice. Be like, oh, you like that? Yeah, did you like the first one? And then I would play the video on her computer.
Right. Send it to all the office employees so everybody could open it up at the same time.
They played it once.
The video. Yeah.
Well, you know, they said they were a post-production company, right? So why don't you make a production of it? You steal her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, let me see the visuals. Mm-hmm. And you play her like some crazy edited mm-hmm. photo of like some
screen.
Ghost coming and like appearing and taking the lunch. And she's mm-hmm. going to be like, it's haunted in here. I would have so much fun.
Absolutely.
I would pay money to an editor just to continue messing with this woman.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the bottom of the bottom.
I think the
lunch
coldest
stealing?
Part of the whole story is that she stole it right after he put it in the refrigerator.
30-minute window and then went home.
She might have been watching him.
Absolutely. She scoped it out. She probably got a whiff because they mm-hmm. sit next to each other. And she was like, I am hungry.
Yep. It was probably stuck on his clothes. You know how sometimes if you're sitting in the car with your food, if you get out, you can just kind of like...
Oh, the smell.
The smell comes out with you.
Oh, I thought you meant there was some shrimp on his clothes.
No, no, no.
I was like, well, how dirty
scent.
You riding?
So you sit down and it just get a whiff. I'm like, what you got?
She scoped all that out. That's the coldest part. And then she went home. She's like, I care more about this than my job.
Right. She said, ain't nobody about to even see what happened. I don't understand how she didn't think that the cameras was going to pick up on anything.
I mean, I actually don't know of any offices where there's a camera pointed at the fridge. So
she said, I'm leaping out of here with something.
I'm leaving out of here with something. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
So when I read that story, I said, oh, this is hilarious. I have to share this with the Threadheads.
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
That was freaking fantastic.
You ever had? You said you did have your food stolen. I haven't had my food stolen, but I yelled at my sister once because she... So it was really all my fault. I accidentally sent my Instacart to my parents' house, and my sister was there, and I told her to bring my groceries out. Now, there was one thing that was in the groceries that I wanted so bad. It was the patty pie. It was the Patty LaBelle sweet potato pie from Walmart. And I was craving it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got my bags, brought it to me. I went all the way back home. I looked through all the bags, and she didn't bring all the bags. The one bag with the pie in it, she forgot at the house. When I called, I said, where the fuck is my pie? Where the fuck is my pie? And she was like, what do you mean? I brought all the bags. And I'm like, it's not here.
So if your pie was missing, was that a pieced?
Pat. A pieced.
All right.
But I felt bad for yelling at her ass because it was really my fault and I should have, you know. And then it was just really fat. When I thought about it, I was just like, this is just fat. You know, yeah. Yelling at my sister for forgetting to bring my pie was just fat. I should have just let it go.
That is like one of those things, like halfway through yelling, you're like, damn, I'm yelling at this person over pie. And then like when you think about it, you're like yelling like this, like, how could you? How could you?
There you go with the fat
Alvin. That was my pie bag. You left my pie bag?
Oh, I needed that big pie energy, okay?
Big pie energy.
Yeah, feed the fat. Okay, go ahead and let's talk about some of these.
We gonna transition
heists,
cause we gonna talk about some jewels. Then we gonna learn about some jewels.
Okay, let's do it.
¿Cómo estás, Stephanie?
Bien, ¿y tú, Patrick?
Muy bien. ¿Qué eres, mus? Bam. I could use some babble.
You sure could.
That was rough. I could use some babble.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is one of the most exciting things about a new year is that you have no idea what adventures are in store for you. From new travel experiences to new jobs or picking up new skills, there's no better way to prepare for 2023 than by learning a new language with Babbel. And I think I should, I think I could use it because my Spanish is a little rough.
It's tough.
All right. So Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscribers. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can feel confident no matter where the new year takes you.
Hmm.
I like it a bite-sized.
You like it a bite-sized?
I like it a bite-sized.
So it's safe to say that you need to take some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need you to sign up so you can take some Spanish lessons. I've already started taking my French lessons. Bonjour.
Ah, croissant.
Croissant! Lord Jesus. Okay. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lessons plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel.
They should call, you know, like when you're actually on Babbel, they should call it babbling. Like, what are you doing? I'm babbling right now.
Oh, that
call me back
good.
Later. You okay. know, I'm learning.
I'm here for it.
So right now, get up to 55% off of your subscription when you go to babbel.com/thickthreads. Again, that's babbel.com/thickthreads for up to 55% off of your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Au revoir.
See. I got a quick thread. It's a couple of stories of just some extraordinary, notorious, modern-day jewel heists, which I think need a movie.
Okay.
I think we need another Ocean's 11.
Mm.
Ocean's 11 is one of my faves. I love heist movies.
There's a lot of them, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So... this first one is a place called ABN AMRO Bank, and this was super unorthodox because the approach to this robbery was chocolates.
Chocolates?
Chocolates and charm. This happened in March 2007. A man using the name Carlos Hector Flomenbaum became a frequent customer at ABN AMRO Bank in Antwerp.
Where's Antwerp?
I don't even want to guess.
Okay.
Belgium.
Okay.
It's Belgium. So here's what's crazy. After befriending the staff members who believed him to be a successful diamond trader and gifting them chocolate. So he basically pretended to be this diamond trader, was like cool with the staff, and started gifting them chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to acquire a key to the bank's vault just from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Just from networking with the staff and giving them chocolates and stuff like that, they gave him a key to the bank's vault.
What? That's what they give. Whatever happens from now on is justified.
Well, he just let himself in, and he walked out the front door with 120,000 carats of diamond worth $28 million.
My God.
That just shows literally charm can get you anywhere.
So my thing is, I mean, he charmed the women.
He talked the staff out of the key. But he also said he was a diamond trader, so I don't know, maybe he was in and out. But apparently these chocolates in Belgium are amazing. Belgian chocolate must be way more than we... Can you imagine being the stupid person on the staff that was just like, man, I like you. You know what?
Here's a key to the vault.
Bet. He went like this. And walked out. And they're like, man, Flemingbaum is more iced out than he usually is.
So
he just walked out.
I'll ask this when our guest comes on the show. But I've always wondered, when you steal jewelry, like the resale, it seems like it's just difficult to me. Because I thought, I thought diamonds like lose their value, like the value of them like plummets once you
stolen.
Yeah, once it's stolen or bought.
What do you think it would plummet to? So, for like, 28 million though, still probably hefty.
Right, but how do you even like sell that? I guess you just gotta have an underground black market of traders that are willing to receive like stolen diamonds. It seems like that's not an easy job to get into. Like, you'd actually have to have a whole network of people to be able to sell that, to get that off. It's not like just
black market stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like just robbing a bank where, you know, you get the bread and you could do whatever you want with
that. It seems like you have to be in that underworld.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the people in Ocean's 11, which is really my only reference, they were just like, they knew, Danny Ocean knew everybody. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're just like some random person, like, I'm going to steal these diamonds, you're going to have a really tough time and you're probably going to end up getting an undercover cop to sell it to and then get busted.
Like the niggas that's been doing them smash and grabs at jewelry stores.
Right.
I'm like,
they probably end up trying to sell it at a pawn shop or just to some people in the hood.
They probably end up just wearing it.
All right. This is an Antwerp diamond heist. Antwerp
Another
is
one?
Getting, man. Here's, I guess, if you're a future diamond thief, go to Antwerp.
Oh, don't.
They're taking all the disrespect.
Come on, Belgium.
The day after Valentine's Day in 2003, $100 million worth of precious stones were snatched from the Antwerp Diamond Center in Belgium. The thieves, led by Leonardo Notarbartolo. These are some crazy thief names.
Notarbartolo. That's how you have to say it. You have to say it with the accent.
I mean,
Notarbartolo.
reportedly managed to penetrate some of the most advanced security measures, including high-tech combination locks, motion and heat sensors, and 18-inch steel doors. These niggas were sleuths.
How do you penetrate that?
They even switched the tapes in the building's security cameras to avoid being identified.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah.
Their one mistake?
Oh, God. Don't tell me it's something just simple and stupid.
Guess.
Their one mistake. They didn't wear masks?
Uh-uh. Yeah, they did all that other stuff. They for sure wore masks.
They dropped their ID.
Even worse. A half-eaten sandwich.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
A half-eaten sandwich with DNA samples on it.
Way to go. Why would you even have that with you?
Hunger strikes.
You eat before the heist.
There's a lot of hunger stuff. Like Belgium, the other dudes got in with chocolate. Food is important out there.
Oh, my God.
It says after a month-long police operation involving detectives in several countries, the gangsters were eventually arrested, though most of the jewels were never recovered.
They got them off.
That is crazy. Can you imagine getting through some of the most advanced security measures, combination locks, motion and heat sensors? These niggas were ninjas creeping around dodging lasers, and then you find out your fat friend left a damn cold cut. In the vault. You're like, bro, this was the hardest thing we've ever did. When were you eating? DNA samples were found on a goddamn tuna salad.
I need to know. I wish they would have told us where the sandwich was left. I just need to know. Did they leave the sandwich in the store? Like,
that shit was in an elevator shaft.
Maybe it was in his pocket.
And it fell out?
Yeah.
That nigga Mission Impossible down and the sandwich fell out with a half-eaten box of Cheez-Its.
Well, maybe he was like how Queen Latifah was and Set It Off. You know how she, whenever she stole, she threw the CDs out.
That was still very stupid.
Very dumb. But sandwich is hilarious.
I'll do one more.
Fat friend.
Like Jerry left a goddamn turkey club in the safe.
Oh,
nigga swapped the money with a sandwich.
Oh my God. Hell no.
Oh my God.
So mad. Because if you watch Forensic Files, have you ever watched Forensic Files?
Yeah, I love that show.
Okay, so Forensic Files, if you know anything about that, then you know that people get caught for these murders off of the freaking type of carpet that was in the house. It'll be like one strand of a carpet, and they end up tracing it to the company who makes it, and then it goes from there to the company who sells it to the stores, and then which store was in the area, and then they go back and they see who bought it all. Just from a little bitty tiny fiber of a carpet. So you wouldn't think that you could get caught off of eating a sandwich and throwing it away at the crime scene, or dropping it somehow at the crime scene.
I mean,
that's what he get for littering.
That's what he get for not finishing the sandwich. If you're going to eat on the go, you might as well eat the whole damn sandwich.
Deep throat that sub.
Right? You're getting the squirt farts in the escape route home. And then you...
He didn't want the Hershey squirts?
He didn't want the Hershey's. Well, maybe the sandwich was mid. He was like cracking the ball. He was like, Jimmy John's.
I don't do Jimmy John's like
that. I like Jimmy John's. It just sounded like a funny thing to say. All right, my last one is on some damn Grand Theft Auto / Uncharted shit. Swedish royal jewels stolen. Okay. Everyone's going to Sweden.
Okay. Royal jewels is crazy.
Scepters and crowns and shit.
Woo!
So in July 2018, thieves stole a number of precious royal artifacts from a Swedish church before escaping by a speedboat.
Speedboat? Grand Theft Auto movies, yeah.
Items once belonging to Swedish monarch Carl IX and his wife Christina, including a golden orb adorned with a crucifix and two crowns, were taken from a cathedral west of Stockholm. The items date back to the early 17th century. These are really cool things to steal. This golden orb with the cross looks like a...
Let me see it.
It looks crazy, like it could be like...
Ooh.
Like that middle one.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like the damn apple... Like the Eden, Apple of Eden, or whatever those magical, ancient magical things are. Mm-hmm. At the time, police said they could not comment on the value of the item stolen. But Dean of the Strongnäs Parish, Christopher Lundgren, told CNN that their monastery value pales in comparison to their significance in Sweden's cultural history. Lies.
Shit, that's what makes it more expensive.
Exactly, exactly. The thieves fled in an open-topped motorboat from the base of the church. Police patrol boats and helicopters joined the hunt. This year, a man was convicted and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for the robbery. That's it. Four, and he's out.
That was worth it.
Definitely worth it. And for something like that, like, you're talking about diamonds not being able to resell. You can imagine trying to sell a crown of a king.
Right. You really got to go to the scum of the black market to get that off, because people be, like, feeling serious about their royalty. So
right.
If you go to the wrong person, you caught up.
I think at that point, it's like Ocean's 11. Like, you're just, like, a thief at heart, and you just want to see if you could steal the most rare things.
Because
at that point, you could probably sell them or gift them to just other thieves or people that are just like collectors of all that kind of stuff.
It's a gang of money in the black market.
Right.
They got millions, billions in the black market because they really be selling some, they be getting that shit off, you know?
Mm-hmm. No taxes.
No tax. Look.
Tax free.
Untraced.
Black taxes.
Okay. Lord.
Do you pay black
nigga tax?
Not black, but like black market, that type of black.
I know. I just threw niggas in there.
All right. Well, it's time for some fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different type of fun facts because we are not going to be talking about them.
Right.
We are going to be inviting our boy Yossi in here.
Yeah.
Who actually
Joseph
iced us
Memain.
Out. He's the one who iced us out.
Iced me out. Hey. You like Cash Doll?
Huh?
You like Cash Doll? She's cool. She got a song called Ice Me Out.
Ice Me Out. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Why are you talking like that?
And we'll be back right after these messages with half a million on me.
Okay, period. Period. With the holidays around the corner, you might be wondering how you're going to be able to make ends meet and shower your loved ones with gifts. Dave can help you get out of a pinch so you can enjoy the holiday season.
That's right. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. With Dave, there's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. That's more money to buy those last-minute gifts or catch up on bills without having to wait for your next paycheck. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hang-ups. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you.
Yes. Download Dave today at dave.com/thickthreads. That's dave.com/thickthreads. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got your boy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Yosef. How do you say, how's the last name?
Joseph Maman.
Joseph Maman.
Maman. Yes, that's Joseph. It.
My man, Joseph. So I met Joseph on the plane.
On the plane.
Yes. I took an impromptu trip to Houston,
mm-hmm.
a one-day trip and an evening flight. And I saw him and his wife sitting next to each other on the plane. And then we just started having a conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how it happened.
I know.
But amazing. I said, yo, what's going on?
Tell me more.
Yeah. And then she started showing me what you guys doing. And then, you know, I told her about that time in the jewelry business. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about jewelry. And
I showed him some of my fake jewels that I wear on the show because mm-hmm. I don't own any like major jewelry pieces. And he said, yeah, you know, I got something better than that.
He was like, let me swap these out.
Yes. And I said, let me bring you and Patrick something nice to wear at
yes.
the show.
So, and so you did just that.
Yes, as I promised.
And so tell yeah, our dreadheads, that's what we call them.
Okay.
Dreadheads?
Oh, no. Threadheads. Sorry, I'll be thinking of.
Threadheads.
Tell our threadheads.
Yes.
What we got on.
So you have a gorgeous platinum ring surrounded with emerald cut diamond that each one stone is 3/4 carat. So it's like
nice.
Over almost 12 carat of diamond you have there.
Woo.
And then a little more diamond around it. And you have, on your neck, you have a tennis necklace with over 38 carat of diamonds, 1/4 carat each stone.
Wow.
Dripping.
Amazing.
Oh my
Dripping.
God, it feels
yes.
so nice.
Thank you.
It's lightweight, but when I look at it, I'm mesmerized.
It's sparkling. It's so beautiful on
it's
you.
It's out here.
Oh,
it is.
I love it.
It's
I love
out
it.
Know,
here.
I know. And Patrick wearing a.
Same lightweight.
the lightweight. So let's start with the bracelet. The All bracelet, right. There is only 25 carat of diamond in it.
Only
25 carat. And your necklace is over 500 grams.
Ooh.
And wow. There is over 60 carat of diamond.
Yeesh. 60. Okay, 60 so you
amazing.
What's up, Doc?
one second, but what you're wearing, it's more expensive.
Ah, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Of course, because each stone of yours is so big
mm-hmm.
compared to the little ones.
So that's crazy. But out of all this is the that's the one.
This is the one.
Yeah.
I've been feeling it.
That's the emerald cut.
Yes. I've been lifting weights this whole episode.
This is the expensive one.
That's the princess.
This is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. That just feels
looks
like
beautiful on you.
Royalty.
By the way,
I'm glad I got my nails done for it. Hey.
Oh, if you came through with the busted nails.
I'd be the laughing stock ever. I have to tell him like you got to come back. You got to come back when the nails is done because I can't be look out here looking crazy like that.
Yes.
So you shining over there too, man. What
yeah.
you got? What you got around the...
I got the beautiful, we call it khamsa.
Uh-huh.
Khamsa.
And it's the hand. Mm-hmm. And most of people make them with like each hand, each finger is come with like three row of diamond, four row of diamond, five. I met each one with one big, each one going down. So there is over 8 carat in this Khamsa.
It's and like shining, like it's super bright.
When you use good quality, it will always shine. Are you putting your glasses on?
I gotta put my gun. It's too bright. It's too bright in here.
It's too bright in here.
It's that's
okay. That's so lit. How long have you been in the jewelry business?
I've been in the jewelry business over 30, almost 40 years. Wow. Oh my God, I'm old.
So you basically been around.
You look young. Been around
for basically every era of rap.
Yes. Oh yes, yes.
You've seen every era of rap jewelry.
Everything. We started with yellow gold, then we went to the two-tone, the yellow and white, if you guys remember. After that, we went to white gold. Mm-hmm. Then we started to design rose gold and yellow and white gold. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in between was platinum. And then we did a lot of baguette setting.
Okay. The baguettes.
Many, many moons ago. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's fading and going. But it's coming back. Every time, you know, it's like the emerald ring you're having on your hand.
It's crazy.
Everybody used to use only the round. Mm-hmm. And tennis necklace used to be only with round. Now it's some, square. We do it with the square as well. So it's interesting. Interesting. So,
oh, go ahead.
What are the most like popular cuts out right now? Like what are people buying the most?
Always was the round and always it will be. The
round?
And the round is the most expensive stone per all the other cuts. Because if you look at the list of the price, so the round diamond have one price and all the other cuts have the same price. Mm-hmm. So big difference between the round and emerald or cushion or marquee or heart shape or pear shape, anything. So all of those will be at the category of one price and the round will be above.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so big round energy. If we see somebody walking around with some clear round cut.
They know they up to date.
Know, yeah,
they got the iOS update.
They know what they're doing. Exactly.
What about like the styles of chains? Is it are Cuban links still like on top right now?
Cubic is very hard. No. It's still a lot of people are inquiring about cubic. Mm-hmm. What she's wearing now, it's really in
tennis.
Yes. Not these sizes, but a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there is some people that, you know, because it become very pricey.
I love tennis bracelets and tennis necklaces.
Yes.
Those are some big ass chunky rocks in there.
If I could afford this, I would have bought this as soon as I could.
This is probably a really stupid question. Do diamond dealers also deal, like, do they dabble in gold too? Or is it strictly diamonds?
The diamond dealer are diamond dealers. Gold people are gold people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I happen to do the same.
Okay.
So I design, I make the jewelry, and I get the diamond, and I'm supplying everything.
Strictly okay. Diamonds. Yes. What about like rubies and emeralds and other kinds?
As well, too.
Dope.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Yeah, we do a lot of fine jewelry in rubies and emeralds. Oh, my God. You will see it next time when I'll meet you guys.
Yeah.
I'll show you some nice bracelets.
For sure. Why don't you just come every time we shoot? You know,
today's episode, we emerald out.
Okay.
That's great. So
yeah, it would be cool.
So tell us something about like what you do, because I feel like you kind of play a big part in the supply chain, right?
Yes. Basically, what we do, it's very simple. And when we design today, is a very easy kind of process in a way, because we have the computer, we have the 3D printer.
Oh, yeah.
So we put everything that we put in the computer after we design, and it takes a lot of time to measuring and the whole height and dimension. If you want to do a 3D, if you want to do anything that you come in mind, then you put it in the computer and then click and then you print it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then the wax is printed and then you make, and the wax is like into the dot.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
So
okay.
Like
so
yeah.
Tell me your most famous or your most unique or the piece that you're most proud of. Talk to me about those. If you have more than one, you can talk about the other.
I have a few, but the most something that I really loved and
iconic
really iconic, it was making a piece for Run DMC.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Run DMC. Founders. I told you. No. He was here for every version of hip hop, era.
I did. Well, I know that there's a piece from Run DMC that went crazy.
Yes, I made the original shoe for Run DMC.
Get out of here.
That you can see it in the Rolling Stone magazine in front cover on 1986. And as a matter of fact, I brought the mold to show you.
For real?
From the old day, what we did.
This
so,
is crazy.
Oh, okay. Let's see. If you don't mind.
Yes. Since we made the piece such a big piece for them, we had to make it from two molds. Okay. So we had to do the bottom of the shoe and the top of the shoe by itself. So, okay.
And this is the fat chain with the Adidas shoe.
Yes.
Right?
That they're having there. And, one of them is holding it on his hand and the other one is laying down.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
So this is the top of the shoe. As you see the detail
Look it up a little bit. See your camera. Yeah, there.
Of the detail of the whole top of the shoe.
Oh, wow.
And then here we see the bottom of the shoe. As you see all the detail of the stripes and everything.
Yeah.
So they even had the little ridges.
Everything.
And you didn't have a 3D printer back then.
No.
So how were you able to do that?
How we do that, we start from just a hard square wax. And then you start.
Oh, this is like hand. Oh my God. That's
a
lot of work.
Long process. And then it came from, after we finished the wax, we cast it to silver, sterling silver.
Mm.
On the sterling silver, we do all the details. Mm. And then we make the mold from the silver. And then that's the original mold. So,
wow.
So basically, computers made everything easier.
Much.
But it was way more interesting and cool back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Much like everything
else. The old
else.
Days was much harder, but it's...
More
but
unique.
It went crazy probably because there is an element of, you know, handmade, hand designed, you know, there was a lot of blood, sweat, and love put into that piece.
So are these extinct? They don't use these anymore.
No.
Can I see them real quick?
Yes. But we use it. I mean, I just used it and I'll tell you the story about it.
Oh, you just used it. Okay, so so talk to me about this time that you just used it.
Okay,
again.
So after I finished that and I made this for them, for Run DMC, happened to meet a nice fellow named Steve LaBelle.
Okay.
Scott Storage agent, a manager. And then we started talking and he told me that he was a manager for Run DMC.
Mm.
And then I told him, wow, I just made this piece for them, the shoe. He said, I don't believe it. And then, you know, it's like from here to there. And he's like, was crazy about it. Says, oh, I really want to buy this model because I want to put it in a museum for the hip hop.
Wow.
That we're doing for Run DMC. I said, it's not for sale.
Okay, period.
As of right now, it's not for sale. Who knows what will be in the future, but it's not for sale now.
Right.
And 2 months later, I'm getting a phone call from him. And then on the other line was a gentleman named Mark LaBelle.
Okay.
A VP and M&M for M&M.
Marshall Mathers. Okay.
Yes.
Talk to me nice.
So he said to me, you know, Marshall's birthday is October 17.
Okay.
And I would love, he's doing a tribute for Run DMC. And I would love you to have the original shoe for him.
So you had to pull out the big dogs.
Then I pull out the big dogs and I make this for Marshall. I couldn't do it on his birthday because the time was so short. And as you see, it's come from two pieces, too many details, too many things to do. But I made it. He got it. I heard that he loved it.
Oh, nice.
And I hope to meet him as well once. And happy birthday, Marshall.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. 50.
Yes. Happy 50.
M&M
50.
Yes.
So, has he worn it yet?
Yes.
So do you, you have, you've seen a picture or anything?
I did
anything?
Not see a picture yet.
Oh, dang. I wanted to see it.
But his manager, you know, Mark told me that he wore it. He loved it. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. He's happy. And he wore it when they did some tribute to Run DMC, I think.
Okay, well, so hopefully we get a chance to see it before this episode comes out, because I would like to.
I hope so. I would love to see him wearing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it like a different chain or was it a replica?
The chain?
Yeah.
You're talking about Eminem?
Yeah, Eminem.
Much thicker chain than what they were wearing. Okay.
But was it based on the Run DMCs?
The shoe is based on Run DMC exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I had to build him a special loop to hold his humongous chain.
Got it.
Very nice. Okay. Wow.
It's bigger.
So yes. Basically, they couldn't. You were like, you can't have the original, but here's like a better one, like a bigger.
The chain. The chain is not. Bigger. This is the original. Uh-huh. That's what counts. The chain. You know, you can get any chain mm-hmm. you want.
Right.
That's
right,
your
right.
choice. So wow. yeah, you know, some people like thinner, thicker, whatever.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That thicker. Is
some, you.
Yeah.
Thick.
There you go.
Thick. Let's go for thicker.
Thicker
yeah.
threads, thicker chains, thicker yes. diamonds.
Everything bigger.
Mm-hmm. Thicker shoes.
Always better. That's mm-hmm. what we say.
That's yeah, dope.
I love it. Well, so tell the people like where they can find you or, you know.
They can find me on Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
You know, it's at Joseph Maman. And they can look at some of the pieces. I don't advertise a lot. Mm-hmm. I manufacture a lot to the store and they can find me in stores, but they can look on Instagram and they can contact me or something like that. And,
okay. So if they know, had any questions, they can just contact yeah. you on Instagram.
Yeah, they can send me a message and hopefully I'll have.
If you're looking to treat yourself or somebody that you love at the top of the year, hit
or
your boy up.
Piece.
Hit your boy up. Ice somebody out today.
Exactly. Okay. Like you got iced. You are beautiful.
Oh, so I love it so album. Much. Is there anything Thanks. Else that we don't know that you can think to just like tell us before we?
Yes. Just to tell to the audience or to the people that's watching the show that you have to understand that gold is 14 karat, 18 karat, and 10 karat. The number, there is a reason for it. Oh. 10 karat is 41% gold. Oh. 14 karat is 585% gold. And 18 karat is 75% gold. Oh. So that's why the price is more expensive.
Oh.
Quality of diamond is more important, is very important.
Okay.
And the most important thing about piece of jewelry, you never pay cheaper. You pay what you get. You get less quality.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
the bottom line.
So
you want good quality, you have to
come
pay.
Up out that bag.
Exactly.
If you want something
because if
like
somebody
this,
says, oh, I saw this and I can get it for that much money, you got what you pay for.
So 24 karat is 100%.
100%. But we don't
I
use 24
did not
karat.
Know that.
Yes.
Is that softer?
Softer.
It's softer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we do not use 24 karat because it's softer.
It's too soft.
Uh-huh.
But most of the prestige pieces are 18 karat.
Okay.
And if you look at the Cartier pieces, Tiffany pieces, and you see 750, that's mean 18K.
That means you're good to go.
Yes. The high-end okay. store do not write 18K, they write 750.
Okay. Okay. What does 750 oh. mean?
75% gold.
Ah, Pat. I'm getting there.
Yes.
I'm getting okay. there. I'm going to know all the diamond lingo
yes.
in the next
and
5 years.
There is no, because, you always... Exactly, like I said before, you pay what you get for.
Mm-hmm. You done opened up Pandora's box. See, I have one diamond necklace.
Okay.
And it's very small, but it's the clarity is lit.
Okay.
But now that I have this on, I'm really feeling like it's touching my soul right now.
Oh.
So when I have to take it off, I feel like a piece of me is gonna go.
It's gonna go with it.
With it.
God. That's and how so, diamonds. That's how the diamonds be snatching souls.
That's diamonds why we said diamond the, is our women best
girls,
friends.
Girls best
girls,
friend. Mm-hmm. I got best friends
I
on
said
right
women,
now.
Now it's girls. Yes, everybody loves diamonds.
We got our best buds.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our buddies are on us.
We love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're wearing it very beautiful. Both of you are. Wow, dude, you look.
Hey, man. Yeah. I'm gonna be seeing, I ain't here yet, but I'm gonna be seeing what else I can purchase. Cause we go to, like she said, it does something to you.
It does something to you. Yeah. You know, when you put that shit on,
mm-hmm. yes.
it kind of like, it kind of changes your personality.
It's that. What you mean you ain't got no reservations?
Yeah,
you better make one.
Oh, exactly.
No, it's that. It's oh, you true. Ain't got a table.
It's yeah. True. When you walk places, people see. People always will comment to you. People would mm-hmm. come and say, "Oh my God, I see your beautiful necklace." I, you know, because I was wearing one of those not long time ago, and somebody came in like, "Can I buy it from you?" I said, okay.
Yes,
I can yes, make you another can. One. No problem.
Right. Okay, but, you know, you go. Say less.
Really?
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I make these. So
I know. Yeah.
Man,
damn,
Stephanie, so you're a walking billboard.
I went to a wedding with three of those Cuban, white, mm-hmm. yellow, and rose on my hand.
Ooh.
And this lady sold out.
Yeah, and this lady came to me and says, "Can I try it on?" And she's put it on, and it's like big on her. And she said, "Oh, I love them." I said, "Okay, I'll make you if you want." She says, no, I really love them. I says, okay. She says, I'm not giving it back to you.
Oh,
come to my office tomorrow.
That's dangerous.
I said, no, you don't do that.
Yeah,
I know.
Right? What like, you mean I'm not giving it back to you?
I love it.
Yeah. That was a robbery.
Right.
That was a Karen robbery. No, dude, I'm not giving this back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. So it's, you know, it's.
No, isn't there like paperwork and stuff involved, though?
Paperwork. Yeah, you have to do some paperwork. You have to, you know,
yeah.
insurance but situation.
She said, email it to me.
I don't care. Just yeah. I want it. Okay.
Just Venmo'd you real right. quick.
Yeah, pay your tax and everything is good.
That's, yeah, okay. Yes. I heard that.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm buy diamonds off of a person
right.
just
right.
yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But
No. You do not buy anything before you talk to me because I have to check it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, there it is.
All right, if anybody try to
sell us some Fugazi shit.
That's right.
We're going to get your exactly.
You know, we got somebody in our corner.
Exactly. To check it out.
Called out.
Yes. I always will check and tell you it's worth it or not.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, oh my God! Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Appreciate this, man.
My pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed us.
These were some thick facts.
I really did. I really enjoyed you, and hope to see you soon. And
absolutely.
I'll ice you again.
Okay. Ice me out.
I will.
Ice me out.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So
well, this has been a chilly episode of Thick Threads. Again, we want to thank our guest Yossi. Yossi is the nickname, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yossi is the nickname. That's mm-hmm. what you're going to see on Instagram. Check him out. Ice you and somebody you love out. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
See you at the next blizzard.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? Get my snow coat.
Okay, the snowstorm.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.